This is the Kemp's Ridley update for April 21st, 2008, from the Padre Island National Seashore. Last week I reported to you that there had been a nest found in South Padre Island, the first Kemp's Ridley nest of the 2008 season. It did seem to come a bit early this year, and this week proved that it was an exception because there were no new nests found anywhere in Texas this week, bringing our grand total for the season to 1. The eggs from that nest have been placed in a corral down on South Padre Island, and they will be released from there as soon as they hatch, which should be sometime in early June. Our vehicular patrols continue throughout the park and all the way up north to Bob Hall Pier. And from there, foot patrols continue up to the Packery Channel jetties. We're nearing the end of April, and it's more and more likely that we'll be seeing our first nest any day now. And the longer it takes before we see those nests, the more likely it is to be an arribada, which, as I explained last week, is a day of multiple nesting. Right now, looking at the weather for the week ahead, I'm not seeing anything that looks like arribada weather. It's going to be pretty pleasant in the park. Partly to mostly cloudy, highs in the mid-70s, and winds in the mid-20s for most of the week. There is a slight chance of rain on Saturday, and the Kemp's Ridleys do tend to like nesting in inclement weather, but right now I can't say that any one day looks better than the others for nesting. Driving on the beach this week has been fairly good, due to some low tides and only moderate amounts of sargassum weed coming ashore. However, it's predicted that the full moon coming up this week is going to cause higher tides, and that's going to make it a lot harder to be driving on the beach. As always, four-wheel drive vehicles are recommended on the beach, and exercise caution wherever you go to avoid getting stuck and because you might be the one that sees the first nest in the national park this year. If you do find a turtle on the beach, notify the park as soon as possible by dialing 361-949-8173, extension 226, or flag down the first patroller or ranger that you see. Don't get too close to the turtle, because you might frighten it back into the water before it has a chance to nest, but try to ensure that it is not in danger from any oncoming traffic. Take as much pictures and video as you want, and please share them with the park, as it helps us to identify the turtles that are coming to shore. And if the turtle enters the water before park employees arrive, or if you just find tracks leading to a nest, use sticks or debris to mark the area around the tracks and the nest without actually disturbing these areas. This information and much more can be found on the National Park website, www.nps.gov/pais. And before you come to the park, you can find the latest weather and beach driving conditions information by calling 361-949-8175. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for this podcast, please email me, Jordan Paul, at admin@jpaulimages.com. Well, that's all for this week. So until next time, think arribada.